VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. The war of words between the United States and Iran continues. Washington is suggesting that Tehran was at least indirectly involved in last weekend's sabotage of four oil ships near the Strait of Hormuz. Iran denies it. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says the United States is heightening tensions in the Persian Gulf region.
We believe that escalation by the United States is unacceptable and uncalled for. We have to exercise maximum restraint.
Zarif was on a visit to Tokyo, where Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono called on Iran to fully abide by the International Nuclear Accord, which the United States left a year ago.
Realizing stability in the Middle East requires Iran's positive action towards the issue in the region. We urge your restraint to prevent any escalation of the tension.
Iran said today it was official. It has ended compliance with parts of the nuclear agreement, which Foreign Minister Zarif blamed on Washington's decision to withdraw from the treaty. In what may turn out to be a breakthrough, both sides in Venezuela's political crisis say they will meet in Norway for talks on resolving the stalemate in Caracas. Venezuelan officials say Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez is representing President Nicolas Maduro, while lawmaker Stalin Gonzalez is leading the opposition delegation of self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. In a televised address Wednesday night, Maduro said Rodriguez was on what he called a very important mission. Meanwhile, in its latest action to isolate Maduro's socialist government, the United States has suspended all commercial flight service to and from Venezuela. French President Emmanuel Macron and New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern are co-hosting a Paris conference this week aimed at fighting the use of digital media by those who would use them to sow hate. Among those in attendance, leaders of some 80 tech organizations who have agreed to sign an agreement to eliminate online extremism. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is unveiling a sweeping new proposal on legal immigration. It is already drawing fire. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, needs to be discussed, but past plans that included it failed.
It's a divisive thing.
This plan focuses on border security and favoring immigrants with skills rather than family ties, calling it merit-based.
It is really a condescending word.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says families have merit, too, and protecting the dreamers in the DACA program is a Democratic priority. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sudan's ruling military council has suspended talks with civilian protest leaders on a transitional government after at least eight people were wounded in an apparent clash with security forces in Khartoum on Wednesday. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan says negotiations were put on hold for 72 hours. He blamed the shooting on protesters who would not remove barricades in the capital city. They were put up last month during protests demanding the ouster of longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir, who was overthrown by the military. In the southern U.S. state of Alabama, the Republican governor, Kay Ivey, has signed into law a near-total ban on abortion, the most stringent such measure in the United States. Here is AP correspondent Rita Foley with a report.
Women are calling medical professionals and clinics asking the question, can they still get an abortion? The answer, yes. Even though the governor just signed a bill that bans most abortions, the ban doesn't take effect for 6 months, and maybe not even then if it's blocked by legal challenges. Legal analyst Eric Siegel says Alabama and Georgia are just two states that have new abortion laws that will likely fall.
There will be lawsuits, and in all likelihood, lower courts will strike them down. They'll have to strike them down because they are clearly inconsistent with the court's precedents.
I'm Rita Foley.
Under a United Nations brokered agreement, Houthi rebels are said to have completed their withdrawal of forces from Yemen's critical Red Sea port of Hodeidah. The UN says it hopes that will lead the warring parties back to the table. A disturbing backdrop to all this, the Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's government today carried out a series of airstrikes that killed at least six people in Sana'a. Sudan's capital has been under Houthi control since late 2014. The airstrikes came days after the Iranian-backed Houthis claimed responsibility for drone attacks against an oil pipeline in Saudi Arabia. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, has entered the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. He is candidate number 25 in the ever-widening field of candidates eager to do political battle with President Trump next year. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.